Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to with me, Linda West, with Empowered Life, and that's our goal, right? To live our life empowered. And that's what my hope is for you as we talk every Thursday and sometimes on Wednesday about stuff, spiritual stuff, what is happening, how we're feeling, how all these energy changes are affecting us. Ooh, baby. There's a lot of those, aren't there? And just had that full moon, and I'm still having trouble sleeping well since that full moon. So interesting. It's all interesting. It's all good. It's all good. We are now, it's time to take a breath and just relax into the moment. There's a lot going on. We're going to be voting in a few weeks. We need to take a look at our hearts and really look at a world that, you know, we would choose to create for ourselves and for our children. And that's always adds a lot of energy, and it always adds a lot of tension in the air. So you may find yourself feeling really sensitive about what's going on. You may find yourself, you know, having your ego push you into some idol worship or believing what you hear all the time or read. Please don't do that. Look things up. Do your due diligence. It seems to me that even the most negative things can come across looking positive, and even the most positive things can come across looking negative. It is an odd world. Especially for those of us who are baby boomers, who, when we were growing up, you could believe the news that you heard because it had to be truthful. Now anybody can spew anything, anywhere. So be careful. Do not allow your ego to take over or your fear, which is ego, to take over when you're making decisions. Even in our own personal lives, we don't want our fear of lack of money, fear of anything to be the ruling force in our life. And you can always tell fear because it clenches in the solar plexus. And that is a place where you don't want to be making decisions at that time when you're solar plexus or your heart is in a knot, nah. Take a deep breath and tell your angels, hey, take away my fear and let me see this situation clearly. Today's title is Living a Life of Joy. We cannot live a life of joy if we are in fear. We cannot live a life of joy if we allow ourselves to continually be miserable. Yes, you heard me. If we allow ourselves to be miserable, if we allow ourselves to be upset. So I'm going to start with the affirmation here today. For those of you who are listening live, you can go to my Facebook page. And even if you're listening in the archives, you can go to my Facebook page to today's date, 10/20. You can see today's affirmation. It is from Louise Hay. I am part of the perfect rhythm and flow of life. I easily release that which I no longer need. I am free. All is in divine order. I am open to receive all my good. And then the picture beneath, which is really worthwhile, is on the other side of resistance. On the other side of the resistance is the flow. So for those of you who are in fear, that means you're resisting. For those of you who have anxiety, that means you are resisting. And what you resist persists because you're focused on it, your mind is on it, you're trying to fix it, you as the human, hey, let me fix this. I don't need the whole universe to figure it out. And it just, basically, you're pushing away any help that the universe would give. And you're pushing away love because you're allowing for fear or anxiety or anger or any of those things. And all of that is resistance. In order for us to live a life of joy, we have to quit resisting what is. Hello. We must quit resisting what is. But I don't like it. I don't like my job. I don't like this. Yes, I know. I know. So all you have to do is say, okay, universe, I'm done here. I'm done with this job. And then you got to let the universe know what you want. I had a wonderful, wonderful class in Texas at the expo. It's actually in Addison, Texas, and quite a few people showed up, and it was fun. It was just downright fun, and you know, it's got to be fun or why bother? So this is what we talked about. You know, why are we resisting what is, okay, when we can actually understand that something's here for me. Something is in this for me. And in order for you to live that life of joy, okay, in order for you to have joy, you just need to let go of fighting everything. Whatever is happening is divine. Whatever is there is supposed to be there, and you're supposed to be in it for that moment. So ask for wisdom and understanding. Ask the universe to show you clearly what it is that you are missing or what it is that you need to know. What do I need to know about this, angels? This is the kind of stuff I love. I've had times in my life before I even knew to do this, and I did it. Okay. I can remember, you know, needing to move my store and saying, okay, angels, God, I'm afraid, and take away my fear and let me see this situation clearly. And they will. During the fire, when we all evacuated here, that's in my book, let me see this situation clearly. Take away my fear. Let me see what's really going to happen. And I got a view of it. We went home, and that's what happened. So oftentimes we will attach to fear and because we don't know what's going on, and the ego is the first thing to pop up and give us fear. Fear is you should not be making decisions. Sorry, based on fear. Should not be making decisions based on fear. Fear of anything, fear of not being good enough, fear of lack of money, fear of whatever. And it happens so often. People are voting based on fear. Fear that of ISIS or I don't know. You know, it's they're afraid. Be very, very afraid. You know, that's how the people in charge, they, the powers that be, like to rule us with fear. If they keep us in fear, it's easy. We, as individuals, are easier to control, and that's just a fact. And some of you fall for it, and some of you don't. I don't bother anymore. Fear is not a part of my life, and I encourage you to not bother anymore and not allow fear to be a part of your life, because it's ridiculous. It's kind of silly, really. We are connected to the most powerful energy in the universe. Ta-da, right? And that energy, that universal energy, has our back. The universe has our back. And it is a benevolent universe. It is a universe that is about love. The universe that is being shown to you through the media, that is all about fear. And the fear that you're feeling in regards to it, well, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? You're falling for it. You're falling for the propaganda that they're sending your way. So, you know, we really don't want to be in that. So let's look at it from a place of we live in a benevolent universe. We have nothing to be afraid of. Have nothing to be afraid of. We have nothing to be afraid of. Yay! Ah, that feels good. That feels real good. So you want to be in a place where it's like, okay, angels, I'm here. Show me the way. All is well in the world. Now, living a life of joy is understanding that you don't have to fight. Living a life of joy is understanding that the universe, as I said, has got your back. Right? A benevolent universe has got your back. And I don't have to be afraid. Now, you are exactly where you're supposed to be. Doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, okay? Or you wouldn't be there. So if you are in a job you don't like, in a relationship you don't like, if there are dreams or things that you would like to create but you're still stuck in the old place, and then you need to say, okay, give me clarity. Give me clarity. We are always connected to this amazing universe. We are always connected to our angels. We are always connected. So what is there to be afraid of? Just because you can't see the end result. And, of course, when you tell the universe, okay, here's the situation I'm in, handle this, and it doesn't turn out the way you want it to be handled, we have to really allow for the angels to talk to us. Don't allow your ego to take over and take control. Come on. Living a life of joy means that you don't have to worry. That's it. You don't have to worry. And whatever situation you are in, then allow yourself to go with the flow. Allow yourself to say, okay, I'm here. I'm in it. Okay, angels, let's do this. Let's have some fun here. and go with that flow. I love it. 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 So it's supposed to be simple and easy, and if you're not following simple and easy, it's like you got to ask yourself why. Why do you want to struggle against something that's going to come out anyways, even if, you know, without struggle? All pain is born of resistance, and what you resist persists. Interesting, isn't it? What you resist persists. So come on, take a breath, say thank you, angels, and allow your life to be pain-free. Now, suppose you have a problem with your physical body. Now that's your physical body wanting to talk to you. And it's time to go inward and find out, what are you missing? And there's so many of you out there that just do not take your physical body into consideration. And so let me spend a little time on that, because living a life of joy means that you feel good. You sleep well. And if you're not having that, you're not paying attention. Your body will allow you, okay, to abuse it for a little while, and then after that, it's like, you know, it's going to catch up with you. So why are you ill? Why are you sick? Why is there a chronic disease? And it's time to go inward. It's time to bring your energy into your heart center and ask for clarity. What am I missing? What am I not seeing? What do I need to do for myself? What am I supposed to change my diet, which so many people resist? Oh, my goodness. And if you've gained weight or any of those things, your body's saying, hey, whatever it is you're eating, I don't like. You are the commander of your universe. If we can understand this and take responsibility for what is going on with us, we're going to be a lot happier. We really will be a lot happier. And I like being in control. I'd rather take responsibility for what is happening in my physical body than to turn myself over to someone else, to a doctor or someone like that. I would just as soon say, okay, I got this. And I've been doing that for years. I haven't been to a doctor in 25 years. I don't really need one, you know, because anything that goes, you know, upside down with me, it's like, oh, all right, angels, what do I need to know? And I'm always given information on, hey, there it is, what you need to know. It's amazing that way. We get impatient, though. We don't like the way things turn out. We don't like the way things are going. And what you got to let go. Believe, trust, attach. And if you haven't read my book, I highly recommend it. It is an amazing read, and it is an easy read. And it will change your life, and you'll want to have a copy, and you're going to want to carry it around with you, because simple and easy is what the book is, and don't we want that in our lives? Simple and easy, simple and easy. We have an opportunity to be as happy as we choose to be, as happy as we choose to be. You got to love that, right? As happy as I choose to be. What does that really mean? It means if you're miserable, that's a choice. It means if you decide to sing a song and get a smile on your face, that's a choice. And many of you suck at receiving. You know, I've talked about that before. It is a big friggin' deal. It is. And we have to let that go. We have to let the victimhood, martyrdom, and self-sacrifice go. Life is amazing. You just need to live it. Life is amazing. Show me my joy, angels. I read something about that. Oh, I can't remember where. It was just this morning. Because I always tell people, get up in the morning and say, okay, angels, show me my joy. I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Show me my joy. Woohoo! Show me my joy. What is your joy? Many of us have never asked ourselves that before. And if I'm going to live my life joyful, I ought to at least know what I want to be when I grow up, right? Life is so, it's supposed to be fun. You don't want to get to 50, 60, 70, 80 and look back and say, ah, oh, should I, oh man, come on, people. That's our path. Joy should be our compass. How do I know if I'm making the right decision? Is it joyful? How do I know if I'm doing the right thing? Does it make you smile? We all have that innate, intuitive ability to be able to feel what is right for us and what isn't right for us. Come on, really. You got this. You're a spiritual being in a physical body, and the universe says, what do you want? The universe always says, what do you want? And we can sit around and whine, moan, groan, and complain, but that only brings us more things to whine, moan, groan, and complain about. And the world is a great place. Yeah, a lot of negative people out there and a lot of negative energy. But there's also a lot of good things going on and a lot of really good people. We're just only bombarded with the worst of the worst out there. And this is where we really need to say, maybe I just don't want to listen to the news. Maybe I don't want to watch those debates. Maybe it's just I should just put this stuff aside and focus on talking to my angels and saying, okay, show me my joy. Show me my joy. Show me my joy. That's how you change your life. Getting in touch, putting you in the moment. And then all of a sudden you realize it's like, I like this. This is good. This makes me happy. Show me. Joy. Show me my joy. Okay. So once you get your joy, is it going to be like nothing else is going to happen on any of those days? Life is always going to throw you curves. Always. Life is always going to have curves. Things we didn't plan on. Things are always going to work out in a manner. Okay, you ready? The way we didn't want them to. The universe always takes care of things. When you're going to believe and you're going to trust and you're going to detach, you have to understand that there is always going to be things that happen that maybe we didn't plan for, but you can still believe, trust, attach. Just because things don't work out the way you think they should doesn't mean they haven't worked out. You may not like it at the moment, but that's only because your ego is judging the situation. Why would you want your ego to judge a situation? See it through the eyes of spirit. See it through the eyes of source. Yeah, I like that. Through the eyes of source, your benevolent universe, the loving, amazing universe that we have. It's not that hard. Or, you know, it could be hard if you choose to make it that way. But your life is your own, and you are the commander of it. And that's what I was talking about the other night, and that's what I talk about on every radio show. You are the commander of your universe. This is about being empowered. This is how we become empowered. Being empowered is all about making our own decisions and understanding that the universe has got our back. So how hard can that be? But we allow the ego to create our fear. We allow ourselves to listen to other people who have no idea, none whatsoever, no idea, hello, about how the universe works. So you're going to listen to people who have no idea on how the universe works. Really? When everything that's being presented to you is the universe says, I've got your back. I've got your back. It's right there. It's in, I am part of the perfect rhythm and flow of life. I am part of the perfect rhythm and flow of life. You can immediately now relax. And it's what you no longer need and understand that you are free. I can release this fear. That's what it means. You can release the fear, the negativity. You don't have to hold on to that. Let other people do that. All is in divine order, always. Ah, you may not like it, you may not want it, but all is in divine order. And then proclaim, I am open to receive all my good, because we all suck at receiving. I am open to receive all my good. It is magical. The universe is magical. Who we are is magical. Our place in the universal flow of things is magical. If we were taught from the time that we are born how amazing and wonderful life is, we wouldn't be in the struggle that we are in now. You wouldn't be. Ah, finally, I've learned to just let go. I have learned to let go. That's what you have. I'm going to let go. It's so much easier that way, and I can be happier that way, and the universe is always flowing around me, keeping me safe, even when weird stuff happens. And lately, last few months have been very disconcerting. And then you got to take a deep breath and go, okay, the universe has got my back. What do I need to know? What do I need to learn? I know there's always something. Welcome to Earth, spiritual being. Welcome to Earth. You can either spend this day struggling in traffic, struggling in from waiting in line at the grocery store, struggling with other people at work, or you can take a breath and say, okay, angels, handle this. I am exactly where I'm supposed to be, doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm going to relax in this moment and enjoy my life. I'm going to think of something joyful. Show me my joy, angels. Show me my joy. And you'll get a smile on your face. Life does not have to be the struggle that the populace would have you believe. Life does not have to be a struggle of good and bad, of fear or happiness. You can just be joyful, seriously. But that is a choice, and it is a soul choice. And nobody can make that choice for you. Now, somebody can step in and say something to you and probably whip you into a frenzy if you allow it. If you allow. But that's up to you, since you are the commander of your universe. And hey, I get it. It happens to me too. And then I do what I tell you to do. Take a breath. It's like I really don't want to spend this day being whipped into a frenzy. I really do not want to waste my energy on things that I cannot change, as the prayer goes. So it's always good to take a breath, say thank you, angels, and allow yourself to be in a place of peace. Show me my joy, show me my joy. Go with the flow. All pain is born of resistance. Everything you resist persists. So why would we do that? Why do we continue to do that? I mean, we understand, right? We know it. It's been told to us a dozen times. We know what we're supposed to do. And there you have it. Make life simple or make it complicated. Truly. That's up to you. For me, I like simple. I like love flowing around me. I like, okay, angels, show me my joy. Show me my joy. Show me my joy. I don't want to leave this planet thinking that I missed out on what the universe has to offer. I don't want to get to the other side and go, darn, you mean I could have had that, or I could have done that, or I could have smiled here instead of argued, or I could have loved here instead of been in fear. Yeah, you could have. There's always a choice for us. And the universe makes it as clear as possible. So it's up to you now, right? What are you going to do with this day, this evening, this moment in time, wherever that is for you? What are you going to do with it? Say thank you, angels. I'm alive. Whew. Thank you. Thank you that I get to be in this moment and enjoy it. Thank you. Gratitude opens the door of abundance. Gratitude opens the doors of opportunity. Gratitude is amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm just happy to be me, that I have this knowledge within me, that I do have persistence so I can be healthy, that I am OCD so I can look good, feel good, be a part of something wonderful in my life, a partnership that I love. What are you going to do with your opportunity? I am going to be back in Texas the first weekend. I believe I'm leaving on the 4th, so I'm going to be there 5, 6, and 7th. 5th, 6th, and 7th, doing classes and doing readings at Miracles of Joy in Lewisville, Texas. Please check out Miracles of Joy, and, you know, I'm going to see you there. I am very, very excited. I always love traveling, and I always get to play dress up, and I always love to see people and talk to people and do the classes. I had a great time in Addison, Texas. And then I'll be going to Houston the first weekend of December. So watch for that. Our lives are ours to create. And I have no callers today. So I am going to close off the show early. Be in joy. I will be back next Thursday. Be in joy. Find your joy. Show me my joy, angels. Show me my joy, universe. What do I need to know? Where do I need to go? What do I need to do? And in the meantime, smile. Smile at people you don't know. In the meantime, allow for the flow of energy. Even if you don't know or understand what is happening. Because remember, the universe has got your back. And the more you relax into it, the more clarity you will get. It is always my pleasure and joy to be with you. And for today, we're going to close the show early. There are no callers that I can see. Let's see if anybody, I've been checking. So I will see you next week, next Thursday. Wow, the month will almost be over then. We'll be heading right into Halloween and things like that. So crazy. Oh, my gosh. May you find your bliss with your empowerment in your heart. And I will see you next week. Bye-bye.